Der Gnade des Herrn Jesu Christi, die Liebe Gottes und die tröstliche Gemeinschaft des Heiligen Geistes sei heute mit uns an dieser Morgenstunde. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of his Holy Spirit be with us this morning. Amen. I'd like to welcome each one out this morning. Welcome to fellow members, church members. Welcome guests. You're more than welcome to attend these services. Welcome baptism candidates that are here to answer the questions. We have some sitting in the front here that will answer the questions. They have been baptized in the past. And then also to special welcome to the mothers. It's Mother's Day. And mothers have done a lot for society, very much so. So thank you all for coming. Danke schön für alle kommen. Jast, so gut es wer hier ist. Och wer der Herrscher ist. Eva, CD or whatever. Ich will zum Anfang, and those of you that don't know the church procedure of this Sunday morning worship service, we have the first part in the Low German language and then in the English language. I don't know, I might just have more English today, I will, than German because of time-wise and the catechism. I want to open for Mother's Day a verse out of Scripture that we find in Proverbs, chapter 31. Spreche, einendartig. There it says in verse 10 and 11, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that she shall have no need of spoil. A plötzlich wird das vielleicht sein, wer kann nun eine abbreche, göttliche Frühfänge, der Preis ist viel mehr als Geld, Rubies. Das geht nicht mit Geld zu betonen. Der Hort von den Mann kann er trusten, kann ganz sicher sein, mit, ja. Und was sie tut, das kommt nicht an, das bringt no spoil. Da wo ich von diesen Verschworten her auch mehr auf Englisch von rede, after the catechism, wann die tiebt, der eine Stunde erlaube der. With that having said, let us unite in a word of prayer. Our gracious God, our Heavenly Father, wir danken dir für diesen schönen Morgen, wo du uns gejeft hast, von der Sonne schien, für das Verjahrsch war an, dort alles so rein wurde der. Vater, wir sind dir dankbar, dort wie diese gelernt haben, zurückzukommen in den Gotteshaus, frie, öffentlich, dien Wort aufzudecken, dann wie weit du dort hast die Worte, dort besteht, nicht bloß in diesem Leben, auch zu der Ewigkeit. Wir danken dir für das Land, wo wir leben, wir beten für unsere Regierung, auch für federally, provincially, auch in dieser Stadt, für unsere Regierung, für unser Education System, wir beten für unsere Lehrer und Administration, Vater, dass wir können dort mit den Kindern lehren, den Großkindern, Wort reicht und Anrecht ist ein Wort und wirklich eine Wortheit bestohlen wird in aller Ewigkeit. Wir beten an deinen Segen von dir aus Marius, dass du uns noch sehen mit deinem Wort und dass du allein proxiert wurde. Das beten wir in deinem Namen. Amen. We'll have two songs at this time.
Auf ermuntert, ich bin Sinn, um Feierhaftig. Four hundred and fifty-five.
nicht bereit hin. Jesus nimmt die Sünde an. Number 613.
Wolf and Shine It Light. What a beautiful song. Jesus saves sinners. Jesus nimmt die Sünde an. Dort ist ein Wort, was in der Himmel gedohne haft, und ein bliebe Wort, was er trägt haft. Er gibt jeder Mensch, der lernt, umzuwängen, to make a change in life. That's the wonderful news. Das ist der gute Nachricht. Dort ist eigentlich die Nachricht, was die ganze Welt fehlt hat. Das ist Jesus. Dann habe ich nicht den Trubel auf der Hand. Die meisten Trubels in dieser Welt habe ich uns selbst eiriert, heute, weil sie sagt, der Menschheit. Von Gott sie nicht sieht, fehlt dort nicht. Wo die Menschen geben nicht hin, die heiden nicht, was Gott lehren will. Aber er nimmt die Sünde an. He appreciates people that make a change in life. He accepts the sinner. So, this is Marius. Today morning we have a full agenda as such. We want to be out of here shortly after 11, around 11. And ich will von der Samaris eine Karte einladen, merken, dass wir uns Chinaia, dass wir über den Katechism haben, dass wir noch was über Mother's Day sagen, wann das Tiet meins Tauerik, dass ich sage ein paar Worte über Mother's Day. Ich will ein wenig reden über die Offenung von der Bekehrung. The beginning of being a Christian, it is repent, tut Buße. Und zum Text von der Einleitung, doch ich zu checken nur Lukas Kapitel 13. Lukas Kapitel 13. Und da wird eine Begebenheit, was Jesus den Menschen lehrt hat. And ich wollte nicht lesen, ich wollte es steht, bloß vertalen, dass es die erste Vers ist in Lukas 13. Das sehen, du sagst in Vers 1.5, du wirst zu der Zeit, so eine Galilea, wo Platus, die Leder, das Blut vermische dort mit ihren Sacrifices, ihren Opfern. Und Jesus sieht zu ihnen, lebe je durch diese Galilea, Sünder sind über andere Galilea, wenn sie so tun, das ist Vers 2. Vers 3 sagt, ich sage ihnen, nee. Aber ich sage, weder je wurde Busse tun, wo je auch gleich so ankommen. Er sagt, wo je ankommen. Diese Menschen haben Arache tun, und wenn je nicht wurde anders auch tun, dann wo je ankommen. Vers 4 sagt, oder die 18, wo die Tower aus Salem fall und ein einziger zu dort komme, die Levi, dort die Sünder wäre über die Mana in Jerusalem, dort die Euer wäre, wenn die dort zu dort kommen. Ich sage ihnen, nee. Aber je, anlass je wurde, Busse donne, wo je auch so ankommen. Wir finden dort der Mensch soll Busse donne, die soll repente. Wir wissen, dass Jesus seine Rede wie actually im Poor wird. Tut Busse, denn das Himmelreich ist nahe herbeigekommen. Ganz einfach. Er sagt, die Menschen müssen anwenden. Wir sind in Sünde näher geworden, nach Römer 3, 23. Alle haben gesündigt. Weißt du, wir waren Adam, aber einfach, wir sind alle kurz gekommen. Und dort tragt die Merke für Jesus das Wort, repent. Und dort fällt der Mensch von der Tür sehr schwer. Dort macht die Jesus Gottes Stimme. Aber das ist die erste Stopp, der eine wahre geborene Mensch wurde. Vom neuen geboren werden, weißt du. Den Christ wurde, mit erstens Busse tun, anwenden. Und Jesus sind tags wie so, tut Busse. Das Himmelreich ist dich bei, oder wie soll sei, das eng von dir mein Leben sei dich bei. The end of your life is very close. It's only very short compared to eternity. Und wenn ein Mensch tag nicht alt wird, das muss sehr kurz sein, tut Busse. Johannes, die Feierjäger von Jesus, die sie das selbst sind, die hat auch bloß, tut Busse. Er ruft die Menschen zum Anwenden, dann sehen sie zu den Menschen, hier kommt Jesus, dann sagt Johannes, das ist nicht da. Das habe ich ganz erreicht. Johannes sagt, ich sehe nicht, wie Jesus seine Schule abzulesen. Auf dem anderen steht, sagt Johannes, der Lamm Gottes, das der wird kommen. Aber Johannes, wo er lebt, hey, wir da. Wieder gekommen wir. Wir sind einmal in den Sinn näher gekommen, durch Adam und Eva, das ich sehe, in Römer 3, 23, wir sind alle kurz gekommen. Heute Morgen gedacht, you don't have to tell little children, show them how to sin, that's born in them. Ja? Je wurde alle sind vergrößt in der Hand, dort sei ihr sehr gut. Die Probe der Ältere übt, aber das Letzte habe ich bald gesagt. Aber das ist die Natur und die Children. You don't have to teach them to sin. Dort ist der immer Berner. Und so habe ich auch für Natur. Und dort anzuwenden, das meint ein Change of Heart. Das meint, du musst eine Veränderung sein. Und wenn nicht, da sagt dort, die Lohn von der Sünde ist den Tod. Oder der Hall. Und die Menschen nicht anwenden dort und sagt bloß, ich habe Jesus euer Namen, ich habe noch nicht Busse tun, sonst schafft das gleich. Jesus muft nicht in ein schmiedet Wort nennen, ich habe noch nie so gegeben Wort nicht. Ihr schmiert dort Wort reingemerkt und verlangt Hand dorthin, einem bedürftig haft. Ich hörte mal John Newfold, ich war back to the Bible, er sagt, hey, wir mal in Starbucks oder wo ihr warst, noch heute durch Kaffee getrunken, da habe ich den drei Menschen angekommen und gesagt, du musst ein Prediger sein. Da hat John Niefeld gesagt, na, was möcht ihr dort denken? Na, mir lad hat so. Na, hat sie gedacht, na, wo lass allen Prediger lute? Wo hei hat sie gesagt, da holt ihr auf jeden Prediger. Und dann hat sie ein Bett so genobert, und dann hat die frühe, da hat hei die frühe Frucht, dass sie ein Christ wäre. She was a Christian. Und na, hat sie ihre Life Story vertalt, und dann hat John Niefeld ihr gefragt, did you ever... Fungst du ever, dass du gesündigt hast? Did you ever see yourself as a sinner? Oh, nee, hat die Frieden gesagt. sonst hat mich noch nie hergekommen. Never thought that I was a sinner. Now hat sie John Newfold, da kann ich dich nicht helfen. I can't help a person to Jesus that doesn't to believe he or she is a sinner. Step number one. Da muss uns klar sein, dass wir uns selbst nicht helfen können. Das geht nicht. We cannot help ourselves. Das geht nicht. Und so, ich glaube, das ist ein guter Lesson für die Osmaris, wenn wir die Jugend daipedon, das ist ab dem Glauben, was wir daipedon, dass sie Busse hier drinnen haben, Jesus eingenommen. Alone that, nothing more, nothing less. Ich will vielleicht noch ein paar Bemerkungen machen, wer ihr in den Katechismus mit habt, ich wollte ihn dort nicht lesen, aber wenn wir das Buch ziemlich brücken, dann eins verachtet das sei, und die nächste Lauf das sei, ich will bloß für ein Mädelstreckchen bewiesen. Nun drehen wir noch Roman Numerals Chapter 5. Roman Numerals Chapter 5 und 4. Ganz 4, das sagt die Introduction, Vorrede. Okay? Das sind zwei Blätter nach ein bisschen, warum der Katechism erst taub gestalt wurde. Ich würde wünschen, jeder würde das lesen. Ich kann nicht tief von der Smarties. Aber das sagt das erst geschriebene Bishops, Ministers und Deacons. Und warum das Buch ist geschrieben worden, das ist die Instruction of young people and so weiter. Ich würde nicht lesen, das nennt zu viel Tiet, ich finde auch, dass du überlebst. So, da habe ich eine gute Idee, zu Wort auf die Tiet gestalt. Ja? Und dann haben wir Questions and Answers, da haben wir Fragen und Antworten, ab Dinge von der Schöpfung der Erde, von der Fall, von Jesus in Koma, Jesus in dem Himmel vor, und dort Menschenleben, da waren zum Einkampf und so wieder. Es sind alle 91 Pages, Werner, 91 Pages in der Katechism. Dort tragt uns durch die Bibel so ein bisschen, die Menschen beten überblickhaft, wo die Bibel von ist. Da ist der Mensch nicht schuldig. Und dann gehen wir noch Page 93 in der Katechism, da wo ich seine. Du sind Gebete, there is prayers in 93 and on, just to have an example or a bit visa in die Gebete. Und dann fingen wir dort in page 107, dort fingen wir a brief record of time from the beginning of the world until this time. Das ist auch interessant. Das sind calculated, dort ist eine Approximation, von der Anfangswelt bei der Flood wieder 1669 Jahre. Und so ohne Zeit das lese, dass dann bei Christus kommen, der feiert über 4000 Jahre. Und dann haben wir nach 2000 Jahren, dann ist die Welt 6000 Jahre alt. Auf Page 107. Das ist important information. Weißt du warum? Von der ersten Tag sei es die Evolution des Millions of Years. Der Rock Decay, was die Seine tun, das Millions of Years. Dann dort stammt gleich. Wo der Katechismus hat das im Bett hier, wenn es eine wäre, als eine Reference. Und dann fingen wir dort an Page 111, The Confession of Faith. You read that, you get a good idea. And then we have the 18 Articles of Faith, also in the back. This does not replace, nicht die Bibel replace. This does not replace the Bible by no way, but it's a lesson book. Yeah? Just to point out these things so that you're aware, nicht bloß die Worte gedeibt worden, aber die Worte alle gedeibt sind. Die sollen weiter. Weil ich sie einmal ein bisschen surprised, viele Menschen, die Hand ist auswendig gelehrt, das ist gut, ich verachte auch gut. Memorization is very good. Exercises your mind. It does. It was very good. Und die Menschen, die alle sind, die weiten, die haben nicht, was sie an die Antwort. Was ist der wahre Weg zur Seligkeit? What is the way to salvation? Was ist der wahre Weg zur Seligkeit? Den Glauben an Jesus Christus und sein vergossenes Blut. The blood of Jesus Christ. And so, it is a nice handbook, but we don't replace it with the Bible. At this time, nun, weil wir uns noch Handchen nähen, werde ich nur die the catechism. En ik had een ganz fijne artikel voor de. Ik had wat ganz interessant nu kort. Dat zegt mana, als je sloop gaat, dan doe je een show goed aan je baard schuiven. Dat van je afstand dan dat je met het snijden er die dag ontvangt. Dan die showtje hier, weet je. Put your shoes far enough under the bed that when you start the morning, you kneel before you start the day. So, having said that, dat we alle te hand snijden en bidden God om wijsheid. The Lord, hear our prayers and be gracious unto us.
Take the blue book and turn to number 323, Standing on the Promises. Can we stand?
Standing, standing, standing.
another beautiful hymn of standing on the promises of God. Apparently, the computer says that we have over 5,000 promises as believers in God's word. Over 5,000. In the Old Testament, God would say to his people, if you do that, that will be your consequences, and if you do that, I will bless you. You can read it over and over again in the Old Testament. He said to the Jewish people, you do that, I'll give you that. You do this, you live godly before me, I will bless you. He always had a promise. But the people so often failed and went their own ways and even went after other gods. We will turn to page 55 of the Catechism. Those of you that have it along, follow. And we have five candidates here, five people that have been baptized in the past. They will answer the question as we go through the Catechism from page 55, I believe, to 71. Okay. The heading, Faith in Christ. Question one, what is true faith to salvation?
Faith in Jesus Christ, our Savior, and his shed blood.
Yes. Question, do we earn salvation by faith?
Nein, sondern ergreift Christi Verdienst und so erlangt man dadurch die Seligkeit und das ewige Leben.
Question, what is true faith?
Es ist ein gewisses Ziel für sich, dass man hofft und nicht zweifelt an dem, das man nicht sieht.
Question, what does true faith imply?
Herzliche Buße oder Sinnesänderung, dass man seinen verdorbenen Zustand erkenne und bereue.
Question, what change is brought about in a believer's heart?
Ja, wird bekehrt von dem Irrtum seines Weges zu Christo, dem Hirten und Bischof unserer Seelen.
Yes, this portion of faith in Christ is really a very important, central part of being a believer. Faith. We make a lot of decisions in life we think that might serve us the best. You know, and sometimes let's say we go to Winnipeg, do we want to go number 3 or 75? It really has nothing in such as spiritual, but we choose things, yeah? We make choices in life. But to be eternally saved, it takes faith. Faith in something we haven't really seen. That's what this portion tells us. Faith is the substance of things hoped for the evidence of things not seen. And this faith is in Jesus Christ, who shed his blood for our remission of sin. No more the traditional Old Testament sacrifice of animals, where they slaughtered 20,000 or more animals for sacrifice to redeem them from sin. And it didn't do the work. But Jesus' blood did the work. But this faith finished, Christ finished, through that we have salvation and eternal life. But when true faith is implied, it's a change of mind according to answer 4. Real repentance and change of mind. We talked about real repentance. When real repentance comes about in faith, it gives a change of mind. And we will head into the subject of regeneration, justification, and sanctification, which is really a change of mind. Regeneration, justification, and sanctification is a result of a change of mind. That's what true faith embraces. And the true faith in a believer's heart is converted from sinfulness, from the powers of darkness, to the bishop of our souls, which is Jesus Christ. We go over to the regeneration and good works. That's the result of faith. Question, what is the change of heart called in the New Testament?
It is called regeneration, a new creation.
Yes. Question, who brings about the regeneration in us?
Gott selbst wirkt die Wiedergeburt in uns durch sein Wort und Geist, wenn wir ihn gehorsam sind.
Yes. Is it necessary then to be born again to be a true Christian?
Ja, dann ohne die Neugeburt kann niemand das Reich Gottes sehen.
No.
Question, does regeneration produce godly life?
Ja, wer aus Gott geboren ist, der tut nicht Sünde.
Question, can we not through our own strength avoid sin and do good?
Nein, denn Christus spricht, ohne mich könnt ihr nichts tun.
Question, is holy living possible only through Christ and his grace?
Yes, for Christ is made of God unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
Yes, this regeneration of good works is a change of heart, according to the New Testament. It says in the New Testament, that is called the regeneration of a new creation, a new heart. God himself brings that about through his word spoken, through the Holy Spirit that draws, and to the obedience of who? Christ, not to the church, not to Muhammad or anybody else, but to Christ that died for us and paid the price. It says, without generation, but without the new birth, no one will see the kingdom of God. Geht nicht. It's impossible. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father but by me, according to John 14, verse 6, is the true word of God. And we can do nothing out of our own strength. We will just miserably fail. And this is made possible by the grace of God that we can live righteously and be sanctified for our redemption. But that's the result of faith. That's the result of faith. It starts by the Word and the Holy Spirit and the obedience to the Holy Spirit. Justification is also the result of faith. Question, what is justification?
Gerechtigkeit Christi, einem bußfertigen Sünder zugerechnet wird durch den Glauben.
Question, is a sinner justified by his grace?
Ja, wir werden ohne Verdienst gerecht aus seiner Gnade durch die Erlösung, so durch Jesus Christus geschehen ist.
Question, wherein does justification benefit us?
Dass wir Frieden mit Gott haben, seine Kinder sind, von dem Dienst der Sünde frei und also heilig werden.
Yes, this short section of justification, I've heard being said, it is as if it didn't happen, just as it didn't happen. To be justified is then you are forgiven. And on Jesus' side, if you've made things right, it's just like it didn't happen. Justification, just as it didn't happen. It's when a repentant sinner comes to Jesus in faith, Jesus clears him from his guiltiness. That's the work of Jesus and his blood. Is that correct? Yes, that is. Then you have to forgive yourself yet, but that's what justification does. It is freely merit of God's grace, not of our, not what we have done, but what he has done, the redemption of Christ Jesus in answer 13. And thereby we have peace as God's children, because before that we are in bondage of sin, but after we've been forgiven and justified as if it didn't happen, we live in holiness. We go over to sanctification. What is sanctification?
Die Heiligung ist, wenn man von der Herrschaft der Sünde frei wird und beständig im Guten fortfährt.
Yes, question, must a Christian become holy?
Sorry. Yes, for as he who called us is holy, so must we be holy in all manner of living.
Question, who produces sanctification in us?
Wir werden geheiligt und gerecht gemacht durch den Namen des Herrn Jesu und durch den Geist unseres Gottes.
Now, when you see what faith is that we've gone through and what we regeneration and justification, now we're to sanctification, it is the work of Jesus and the Holy Spirit. It's really not us. It's all God's work that he did, but we have to submit to it. That is true. And to be sanctified is to have dominion. We'll still be sinners, but we don't serve sin, and it's the dominion of sin. We have no pleasure in sin because Christ died for his sin. It's an ugly thing before him. And then we become free. We don't live in it. We go over to the Church of God. Question, what is the collective body of believers called?
Die Gemeinde Gottes.
Yes, question. How does Christ regard his church?
Als seinen Leib, ist das Haupt des Leibes, nämlich der Gemeinde.
Question, are all who profess to belong to the Church of God true members of the body of Christ?
Nein, nur die sind wahre Glieder, welche durch den Glauben an Christus Kinder Gottes sind.
Yes. Question, are there to be teachers and ministers in the church?
Yes, the teachers are to preach the word diligently and exhort, but the church is to hear and obey.
Yes, God has, after people have accepted him in faith, have been regenerated, justified, sanctified, then he has people, they are called believers, that make up the body of, called the church of God. It's not the building, it's in the believers. And he wants to be the head. In other words, he wants to be honored and glorified, and the people that call themselves Christians should live by the word. There should not be something like I heard the other day, it'll come to me yet. Hyper-grace. Have you ever heard that word, hyper-grace? If we don't know what to do with it, and we know the Bible says that, we call it hyper-grace. We just push it under the title of grace, and then we go on. No, believers don't do that. They are sensitive what sin is, and they would rather choose to be on the righteous side than to doubt and go along with it. The church of God. And they need teachers and to preach the word diligently, to exhort. But the church or the believers need to hear and obey. We go over to baptism. Question, did the Lord Jesus give us command concerning baptism?
Ja, sprach zu seinen Jüngern, geht hin in alle Welt und lehret alle Völker und taufet sie in den Namen des Vaters und des Sohnes und des Heiligen Geistes.
Yes, is baptism necessary?
Ja, wer glaubt und getauft, der wird selig werden.
Question, what is the purpose of baptism?
Alle, die an den Herrn Jesus glauben und sich zu ihm bekehren.
Question, what does baptism teach us?
Dass wir durch die Taufe in den Tod Christi begraben werden, auf das gleich wie Christus von den Toten auferweckt ist, durch die Herrlichkeit des Vaters, also auch wir in einen neuen Leben wandeln sollen.
Yes, the church, which we basically just went through, says that we should make disciples, we should send out disciples into all the nations, we should baptize them as Jesus was baptized, and that they believe on Jesus Christ. And as baptism serves as a converted soul, died to sin, alive in Christ. The Lord's Supper. Question, who instituted the Lord's Supper?
The Lord Jesus himself in the night when he was betrayed.
Yes, question, what did he institute it with?
Mit Brot und Wein.
Yes. Question, what purpose was the Lord's Supper instituted?
Zum Gedächtnis des Leidens und Sterben Christi zum Zeichen, der Gemeinschaft mit Christus und der Gemeinschaft der Gläubigen untereinander.
Question, is the Lord's Supper to be commemorated often?
Ja, nach dem Beispiel der ersten Christen.
Question, what is demanded of them?
You left out a question.
What's that?
I left out one.
Question, is the Lord's Supper to be commemorated often? The next one? Question, who is to commemorate it?
Alle Gläubige, bußfertig und getauft sind.
Sorry, I made a mistake there. Question, what is to be demanded of them?
True examination. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup.
Question, what are we to show forth thereby?
Wir sollen dabei des Herrn Tod verkündigen.
Question, what did the Lord Jesus do for his disciples after his supper?
Was ihnen die Füße und sprach zu ihnen, euren Herr und Meister, euch die Füße gewaschen habe, so sollt ihr auch euch untereinander die Füße waschen. Ein Beispiel habe ich euch gegeben, dass ihr tut, wie ich euch getan habe.
Yes, this section talks about communion. It's instituted by the Lord Jesus himself just before he was betrayed with bread and wine. It was a token for believers. The non-believer does not have to partake of that because he does not believe in the finished work of Jesus. And this is the first example was done in Christians that were baptized and repented. But before we take the communion, it is what is demanded of them. It says true examinations of oneself. We know that Judas was present at the First Communion, and his intent was not to submit to the crucifixion or to Christ. In fact, it was a plot against Jesus. And still, Judas got the communion, and he was present. It's a self-examination. And Judas did not examine himself. And finally, he went and hung himself. He couldn't deal with his life. And this needs to be done till the Lord returns in question and answer 33. Further, Jesus also went in humbleness and washed the disciples' feet, shows us that he was a servant. Christians need to be servants. You know, when we have elections for a minister or a deacon, then we say it that way. Izai and Dina or an Lira. And Dina, that's a servant. And so we need to always have a servant spirit. Chapter 4, the life and conduct of the believer's question. What should be the believer's conduct in their daily life and walk in life?
Als die leisten des Herrn sollen sie Gott dienen in Heiligkeit und Gerechtigkeit, die ihm gefällig ist, und ihre guten Werke für die Menschen leuchten lassen.
Question, did the Lord Jesus give us a command?
Ja, sprach, ein Neugebot gebe ich euch, dass ihr euch untereinander liebet, wie ich euch geliebet habe.
Question, shall we also love our enemies?
Yes, Christ said, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven.
Yes, this section teaches us as believers, our life and conduct as believers should be to be the light and the salt of this world, that we should honor and glorify Jesus Christ and not ourselves. We should walk in humbleness. Our love should be to our Heavenly Father first, and then to our next person as ourself. Christ who loved us, we should even go as far as loving our enemies, bless them that curse us, hate and those that hate us and despitefully use us, so that we could be called the children of God. We go over to non-resistance and suffering. The question, number 4, what ought we to do when we are just injured by anyone?
Wir sollen nicht Böses mit Böses oder Schauort mit Schauort vergelten.
Question, should a true Christian suffer patiently?
Ja, es heißt dazu, seid ihr berufen, sind ihr mal auf Christus gelitten hat für uns und uns ein Vorbild gelassen, dass wir seine Fußstapfen sollen nachfolgen.
Question, how does the Lord Jesus comfort his followers in suffering?
Sagt, sei seid ihr, wenn ich die Menschen schmähen und verfolgen, es soll euch im Himmel belohnt werden.
Yes, this section calls believers, not non-believers, believers to be willing to suffer and not to resist. Jesus teaches, vengeance is mine. I will repay. Don't you do the revenge. Vengeance is mine. I will repay. Christ gave us an example that he suffered. And he says even that we will be blessed if we are persecuted for his name's sake. For great, it says there, great is your reward in heaven. To the section of government and oath. Question, how shall we conduct ourselves toward the authorities?
Jeder Mann sei untertan der Obrigkeit, die Gewalt über ihm hat. Denn es ist keine Obrigkeit ohne von Gott. Wo aber Obrigkeit ist, die ist von Gott verordnet.
Question, what does our Savior say concerning the swearing of oaths?
He says, but I say unto you, swear not at all. Let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay. For whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil.
Yes. Question, is this said of all oaths?
Ja, denn Jakobus spricht vor allen Dingen. Aber meine Brüder, schwöret nicht, weder bei dem Himmel, noch bei der Erde, noch mit keinen anderen Eid.
Question, what did Christ say of idle words?
Ich sage euch, dass die Menschen müssen Rechenschaft geben am jüngsten Gericht nach einem jeden unnützen Wort, das sie geredet haben.
This section talks about authorities of government and oath. It says there that every soul should be subject unto the higher powers. God has ordained these powers. It's an interesting section of the scriptures that teach us how to live with government of the political system of the day. The Bible does teach if they go contrary to God's word, we should not obey. We should obey God, number one. But otherwise, we should submit, we should pay our taxes, let our yes be yes and our no, no. We should be accountable for what we say. That's what he calls the Christians. We should not swear any oath, and we will be judged according to every idle word that we say. Much could be added to that. That is the end of the catechism for today on page 71 in the bottom. We'll continue next Sunday, the next time. Thursday, yes. A couple of words on Mother's Day. I want to go back to Proverbs 31, make a couple of say a couple of things on Proverbs 31, and have a couple of words about mothers. I think it's an important day. We need to recognize that, what mothers do, have done. Proverbs 31, 10 and 11 says, who can find a virtuous woman? Is the question. Who looks for a virtuous woman, some dependable woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no spoil, need of no spoil. She will do him good and not evil in all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet dark, night, and giveth meat to her husband and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchant is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She's always at work. Her hands are busy at the spindle and so on. You can read the rest for yourself. But it talks about how Solomon says what a woman's duty is, but who can find a virtuous woman? Well, I can tell you this morning, I found one. And there are a lot of women, godly women, that contribute so much to society. You know, in today's society, they ask women, what are you doing for life? Well, you're just a house mother? That's a very, very important job. That is one of the most important jobs. When you study some of the greatest theological leaders of the day, you will find they had very godly mothers. Very godly mothers. John Wesley's mother, I think she had 13 children maybe. You read about John Wesley's upbringing, it was the mother. I don't know if it was John Wesley or Charles Spurgeon, it was one of them, not sure which one, had said that in all of his studies, biblical and otherwise, the person on this world that had taught him the most was his mother. Isn't that something? But it makes a lot of sense. A Russian communist will say, give me your child till 5 years old, and then you can have it back. But you know, then it's formed its mind already. That's how important it is, a caring mother. Paul talked to Timothy about a mother and grandmother, which I want to read in 2 Timothy chapter 1. I'll read verses 5 to 7 of 2 Timothy 1. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, Paul says to Timothy, you have an unwavering unfeigned faith, you're very steadfast in your faith, which is in thee, talking to Timothy, Paul said, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded in thee also. You understand? There's nothing giving reference to a grandfather or father. It says it was in the grandmother Lois and to the mother Eunice that brought about his faith. They were there for Timothy. Verse 6 says, wherefore I put thee in remembrance. I'm telling you and reminding you that thou stir up the gift of God, even if you've been taught well by the grandmother and mother. You stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. He says that, and verse 7 says, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear. Don't be fearful in your ministry, Timothy. He has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Young Timothy gets good encouragement from Paul, from where he has learned it, and not to be fearful, but to stir up the gift that is in him. I have a poem called To Mother. Your hand has rocked the cradle for little ones so dear. You soothe their fretful heartaches. You dried their falling tear. You've been a nurse and teacher, a secretary too. You've cooked and washed and mended. There was so much to do. You laid a firm foundation through every passing day. You taught God's word so steadfast and told us how to pray. You emphasized the virtues of faith and charity, of walking close to Jesus in deep humility. The passing years are fleeting. Gray hairs adore your brow. Life's sun is traveling westward, its rays as fainter now. The pathway worn and weary with trials will be past, and in a home eternal there'll be sweet rest at last. Let us conclude in a word of prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this hour. Thank you, Father, for your presence. Father, thank you for the sections of faith that were expressed in the Catechism through the Bible, that by faith we accept repentance of a change of mind. We regenerate our thinking and our heart. Like it says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, we are new creatures. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. That's the process of regeneration, thereby being justified and regenerated or sanctified to a new life in Jesus Christ. Father, might we make disciples, send out disciples and to baptize, to teach them so that more souls might be won for your kingdom. We pray for each mother that has come out and each one that is listening to this service, Father, might you strengthen them, encourage them, for their work is not in vain. Father, we ask that you may bless all mothers, grandmothers, and that you might be honored and glorified through their life, and that we might have a day fulfilling to look at mothers, what they have done for us, and also that we might look up to you. Bless this hour. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. I don't know if who of you have read the sign on Main Street. It says there's a sign on Main Street here in town or in city. It says, try prayer. So we want to go on our knees and pray. Try prayer, the world's best wireless connection. Try prayer, the world's best wireless connection. You'll always get through. There's no waiting. It's high-speed internet. You can always connect with Jesus. So before we kneel, whatever's upon your heart, God answers prayer. Let us all kneel in a silent word of prayer and pray in the name of Jesus. The Lord, hear our prayers and be gracious unto us.
Once again, take your blue books and turn to page number 478. I need the every hour.
Good morning. A few things to keep in mind for this week. First is on Tuesday, May 16th, 7 p.m. here at the Winkler Church. You're invited to attend the mission trip presentations. And one presentation will be from the Winkler Somerville Youth mission trip to Cuba last spring, and also from the Rhineland and Winkler Somerville Church members' trip to Mexico, Uncle Demore last spring, and bring a friend. On Saturday, you're welcome. That's for men's breakfast. It'll be on the third Saturday of every month, 9 a.m. at Meadows Grill, Plum Coulee, and start off with a devotional. Enjoy a delicious breakfast and fellowship. All men are welcome and encouraged to come. And also, if you or someone you know needs the handy van service to come to church, please get in contact with Juan Bergen. Thank you.
Have a most wonderful, to you as mothers, have a most wonderful Mother's Day. And we all know that we had a mother at one time, yeah? Many of them have passed on. My mother, I just calculated, has gone 60 years already. 1963. I haven't had a mother. I was 11. But I can still honor her. I could ask why this, But that's not my question. Those of you that have mothers, be good to them, hug them, be good to them. You only have them once in your life. Godly mothers are great assets. And we should treat them like that. I have something here that I'd like to read. It says, "Thank you, Mother, for all you give to help me grow and to help me live. I will love you forevermore, my mother, my mom, whom I adore." Thank you all for coming. Thank you for you that recited the catechism. And my God, bless and keep you, and have a wonderful day. I will leave you with the benediction in Numbers chapter 6, the benediction that that Moses gave to the children of Israel. Let us unite. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee now and unto all eternity. Amen. You may go in the peace of the Lord. Have a most blessed day.